What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 431st episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Greg.
Hello. I am here for this spooky-tacular Pokemon event. All the ghost types are out. I have my Sableye buddy skitting around getting me a whole lot of nothing.
I don't think the ghost type event started yet, did it?
Here's the thing, and this is what annoys me. I get a banner notification saying, hey, pop into Pokemon Go and read about the ghost event. So I do. Does the ghost event news show up? Absolutely doesn't. So how does it send me the notification, but not the actual news story?
Will is here to explain that to you.
I have no explanation other than the news alerts in Pokemon Go are absolute trash.
Yep.
And you probably are just behind a few days on news alerts, so you haven't been hitting okay to view them, so it got stuck on one, and now you're behind for all time.
I think they can send a push notification without, like, needing to direct you to something.
It says, ghost event, read in the news. Read the news in the app, in the notification
banner. Yeah, but what I'm saying is somebody probably sent the push notification, but the other person didn't send the article to the news
somebody
area.
Leaned on the push button and not the news button. Well, get it together, Niantic, or quit now, frauds.
We got a show for you guys today. We had an interview with Poke Jungle last week, so if you want to listen to that, that is last week's episode. I thought it was really good.
We keep saying that we're going to meet up at some point, but, you know, we haven't.
Are they local?
Yeah.
Why didn't you invite them to lunch yesterday?
Look, I have been trying to get that to happen for 2 years now.
Give me the phone number. All right. I will use my persuasive techniques.
Get on it.
Very happy to not have laryngitis, or at least not as much
what was that
as
about?
I did. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Not with that attitude.
We got some details about the max raid battles from Crown Tundra, which we were speculating about not last week, but the week before. So we'll get to that. We also have a Halloween event coming to Pokemon Go. We also have a Halloween event currently in Pokemon Masters. We also have new eggs in Pokemon Go. A bit of an episode. Yeah, let's start with Pokemon Masters here. This is off Pokemon.com, October 15th. Ace Rola in Mimikyu. And Hilbert and Mighty Yenna in Pokemon Masters. All right, well, this is the 20 minutes where we talk about why these trainers have these Pokemon.
Well, no, I mean, we know why Ace Rola has Mimikyu.
Right.
Now, that's a given. It's the Hilbert mystery
mystery is the mystery.
Okay, well, let me read, and then we can talk about the mystery. I'm very happy that this podcast has turned into a crime drama. A couple costume sync pairs have arrived in time for spooky season. Halloween is approaching. You can bet that the island of Paseo is getting ready to celebrate from October 14th through November 1st. Pokemon Masters EX players will find two festive five-star sync pairs with ghost type Ace Rola and Mimikyu and dark type Hilbert and Mighty Yenna. Not only are these Pokemon trainers ready for battle with their partner Pokemon, they are dressed like their Pokemon too. And both of these trainers can become 6-star EX if, in about 2 years you'll be able to get there with them. And I think the Mimikyu one is like shiny when it's 6-star EX, which is kind of cool. Or her outfit is.
I think it's her outfit, not the...
Yeah, Mimikyu doesn't magically turn shiny, but... Ace Rola's 6-star sync pair turns shiny, I believe.
What does a shiny Mimikyu look like?
It's like monochrome.
Yeah.
It's just like gray, black, and white.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, it looks good.
I am breeding, my next shiny hunt will be a Mimikyu.
Okay. I don't want to ruin the... Okay, so I went to DNA, and I said, why is it... Why is it Hilbert and Mighty Enna and not Brendan and Mighty Enna? Because that makes way more sense.
Right.
For those that don't know, the like Poochyena is what you got to fight off with your starter Pokemon as Brendan or Mei in Ruby and Sapphire. And I think Emerald, right? Emerald has the same opening too?
Yep.
And their response was, we know that Pokemon Masters is canon. Obviously, it says on Pokemon.com that it is made by, published by the Pokemon Company, et cetera, et cetera. So there's your boring answer.
So that translates to whatever, I do what I want.
Well, I did ask basically, if the Pokemon Company decided if Hilbert should have been with Mighty Enna or DNA did, and they said that they both decided together.
Sure.
Okay, but here's the big question. Are both worth pulling on?
I haven't seen...
I've actually heard that Hilbert is the better of the two, but I don't know if that's true.
Probably the reason people are saying that is because there's already really good ghost-type trainers in Masters. Yeah. And I guess Mimikyu could have either been ghost or fairy, but they decided on ghost. Which, I mean, makes sense, because it's a Halloween event. Duh. But I believe we don't have a lot of fairy, right? We only have...
Mina, Sylveon, and Jigglypuff. So three?
Yeah. I mean, Hilbert's pandering to somebody. Not me. But somebody.
Who?
You know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
They know.
They know. Write in if it's pandering to you. Let us know.
To shift gears a little bit. This is just unfortunate timing. And I am not one to defend Niantic. I think that's very bad. I think that's been very clear on this show. But they, this is off Pokemon.com. They added 12,000 eggs during a pandemic when they removed the walking bonus at the start of the month. The timing is incredibly poor here.
Also, getting those 12,000 eggs is super frustrating.
Yep.
Why is it frustrating?
Well, here, let me read the blog post. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
Hatch a strange egg, rescue Shadow Mewtwo, and catch shiny Shadow Pokemon in Pokemon Go. Team Rocket is causing more trouble in Pokemon Go, and your eggs, your exact... Oh, I get it. It's like...
Well, they should not have hyphenated that terrible word.
Yeah, it's exactly, but with eggs. I was very confused for a minute. From October 12th through October 19th, you can help take down Team Rocket during this event. I actually didn't know this event was limited.
Yeah, it's very limited.
During this time, you can find a new type of Pokemon egg called Strange Eggs for the first time in Pokemon Go. Strange Eggs hatch into Poison or Dark-type Pokemon, as well as Pokemon that acquire either of those types through evolution, such as Larvitar, Scraggy, Trubbish, Vullaby. If you're playing with some Pokemon Go players who are very bad at saying Pokemon names because they've only played Red and Blue, which is totally fine.
So, Vullaby?
It's Vullaby because it's Lullaby, so that's your easy way to remember there. You can find strange eggs by defeating Team Rocket. Team Go Rocket and hatch eggs by walking 12 kilometers. Strange eggs will be available in Pokemon Go after the event ends, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to get your hands on one. Poison or Dark-type Pokemon like Spinarak, Houndour, Poochyena, Gulpin, Stunky, Purloin, and others will be appearing more frequently in the wild during the event. Be sure to take snapshots for surprises. You will also begin gain access to a new special research story called, it's interesting, but they put the word egg in it again. Development. Completing the special research will lead you to a confrontation against Giovanni himself. Defeat him in battle, and you will have a chance to rescue Shadow Mewtwo. I believe if you had a GoFest ticket, you will get a second one here. During the event, you will come across more Pokestops that have been taken over by Team Go Rocket. You will encounter more Team Go Rocket balloons. It's like Balloon City for the last like 6 months.
Yeah.
The nefarious Team Go Rocket grunts will frequently be partnered with shadow Pokemon like Diglett, Slowpoke, Shellder, Aerodactyl, Hoppip, and Skarmory. Team Go Rocket leaders will be using different shadow Pokemon, including Growlithe, Drowsy, and Omanyte. Those three can be shiny. If you're lucky, oh, it literally says that next sentence. From and then there are new Avatar themed items in the store.
Okay, so one, you can find a strange egg by defeating a Team Go Rocket leader.
So Arlo, Claw, yeah. Cliff, and Sierra.
Yeah, not
so
the
not
grunts.
Just a regular grunt.
Yeah. Okay. So it has to be a leader.
Yeah.
Which you have to have
you have
space.
To do six grunts to get right. the leader.
Which means you have to defeat grunts either in balloons or not spinning any stops, because if you have a spot and then you spin the stop, you get an egg, and then you have to try to quickly hatch the egg when the walk bonus has been removed. So then like you have and you can't just get rid of eggs, you can't trash them.
Yeah.
So you have to like time this so perfectly and hope that you get a leader and that leader gives you an egg. It's super frustrating.
Yeah.
And I got one egg, and when it hatched, I'm like, that's it?
I had
a Larvitar.
Greg,
I have a lot of them.
There's a very easy answer to your conundrum, which is buy a bunch of incubators that you incubate all of your eggs at the same time, and then you'll always have plenty of space.
Yeah, I'm not giving them money.
You're not about that life now.
I'm not about that life. I'm not about that. We were having this conversation at community today yesterday how I am not spending money on expanding my storage because a home is coming and I refuse.
I think eggs are pretty lousy. Okay, so a couple things before I get to my I do agree with Greg with the egg stuff here, but what I want to say before we get too sidetracked is I'm sure that a company, well, first off, I'm sure that the Pokemon Company and Niantic, they have a timeline for things, right? They know when Gen 6 is coming. They probably roughly know when Gen 7 is coming. They probably know what the next couple community days are, right? Having a Team Rocket event during Halloween with Dark-type Pokemon and Poison-type Pokemon and Giovanni and Shadow Mewtwo kind of... like, doesn't seem out of the blue, right? It kind of lines up. You know, it's a couple months after GoFest. We know that after GoFest, they give us the opportunity to catch what people were able to catch. So first they did Victini, waited a little bit. Now they did the Shadow Mewtwo and stuff. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that the strange eggs thing was probably planned earlier in the year, and this was all supposed to come together as, like, one thing. I don't think that, like... mid-pandemic, they were like, let's make trainers walk even more. But also, I wonder if there's that decision of, like, should we not roll out this, like, new mechanic? Or should we?
What's the new mechanic that an egg can drop from a leader? Like, there is nothing interesting about that mechanic that would suggest you can't just not do it. Like...
I guess the interesting thing is... I'm thinking like them. People are probably getting tired of Team Go Rocket. So we introduce new Shadow Pokemon. We introduce them dropping eggs, which maybe is fun for some people that like eggs. And in those eggs, there are Pokemon that you've never had before, like Vullaby. I guess mechanically, there's not something new here, but they're giving you another reason to battle Team Go Rocket.
They don't hatch as Shadow Pokemon, though, do they?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
And I also don't... I also tend to believe that there was probably in the pipeline, we're going to start rolling back bonuses at the start of October, which I think we talked about, but no one knew that the pandemic was going to get worse now. And then the timing
everybody
was...
knew that.
Well, the summer was pretty good for most countries that were not the United States.
Yeah, but everybody knows the flu gets worse.
Yeah, well, everyone knows that there was going to be a second wave.
Everybody. Like, you can't say that they... did, you know, if they're going to speak out of one side of the mouth that they're closely watching the world, and then out of the other side of the mouth, they're like, yeah, but we're going to release all this crap anyways, like, which isn't true. Either you aren't closely watching it, or you are, and you just don't care.
Well, I mean, walking around outside isn't the worst thing you can do.
It's not. I mean, it's butt cold, but...
Well, for half the world.
Only up here, in the majority of the country, it's actually perfectly fine.
So I still stand by if they communicated that October 1st notice better with the incense, I don't think people would have been as mad. especially with the egg stuff. Well, like reverting the egg stuff.
I think anytime you can communicate appropriately and well, people are less mad. Like, at some point, these companies are going to learn, like, huh, we get in trouble because we try to keep all these secrets and don't explain ourselves, and then everybody's mad, and we are keeping these secrets for no reason other than being secretive.
You know, I mean, this is completely, like, sidetrack. Somebody needs to research and investigate. I blame Apple for that.
Yeah,
because they just spent all that time. It's like, we're not going to tell anybody anything, and then they're going to be so surprised and happy when they see what we got. And like every other company is like, oh, we got to follow what Apple's doing. And I'm like, no, just tell me what's going on, dude.
Yeah, like,
let me like prepare my life around, like, if I've already invested in your product, let me like be ready for the next thing.
I'm assuming they were listening though, because we had a half. For how long? It was like 6 months. We had the half egg distance. And then they gave us 1/4 egg distance like 5 days after October 1st.
Yeah.
Maybe they're listening.
Maybe they only care about people in Australia where it's going to be summer now.
And
they're like, the Australians are getting out there. They're getting outside.
Nobody cares about the people in Australia.
I like Perth.
Their moms. Nobody likes Perth. Now, that's a fib right there.
Come on, no.
I will say
that place doesn't even exist.
I've hated the egg mechanic for a very long time. Back like 3 years ago in Pokemon Go, I was very naive. I was buying incubators. I remember like the rock type event, and I bought all these incubators, and I was hatching nothing but Kabutos and Geodudes. And I don't remember what was like the shiny that event. It was very early on, but I was like, I swore off incubators. I was like, never again. You incubators, you.
This is my line. I finally reached it.
But the times I played Pokemon Go, which I was able to do 3 Pokemon Go streams on Twitch. I did 2 in Austin, and then I did 1 this past weekend in Milwaukee. The 1/4 egg hatch distance, whether it's on a 5k or a 10k or even the 12k, it was awesome. It felt good. Like it, I didn't buy a single incubator. I just used my free one, and I think I hatched maybe like 6 or 7 eggs in the 4 hours I played yesterday. Now the rewards were garbage. I hatched 4 Chikoritas in a row from 5k eggs, and my 12k egg hatched to be a Scraggy. Which I guess is better than the Trubbish. I don't know if it's better than the Larvitar.
I mean, seeing as we've had many Larvitars appearing in the wild.
Maybe the Scraggy is better.
Yeah, didn't we have like a Larvitar community day at one point?
So I got that. And then my 7K eggs, I have literally had 4 Alolan Geodudes in a row.
Well, thanks for ruining Pokemon of the Week, Greg. Let me get back to my research.
But being able to hatch it that quickly and not needing the worry of like, oh, I have all these eggs and the only way for me to clear them is to buy them. I love the 1/4 makes me like hatching eggs, even though it's garbage, because I'm not spending money. They're hatching fast enough where like, I feel like I'm going through eggs. Like I would love that to stay. I know it wouldn't, but
it won't.
But now that we have so many eggs, so again, going back, this is going back to your point earlier, Greg, of like these are hard to get because I couldn't have my Pokeball Plus on because if it was on, it would auto spin stuff. And then if it would auto spin stuff, I would run the risk of getting an egg. And the other problem was during Community Day, I was completing the task because it's like catch 3 Charmander. But then I was worried about spinning the stops of getting a new task because that would give me an egg. Mm-hmm. And when we started Pokemon Go, we only had the 2, the 5, and the 10. But now we have the 7, and now we have the 12. And we know once you receive the egg, so this is why the eggs aren't considered loot boxes, even though I think that European law will eventually make it to disclose rates. Because technically, once you get the egg, you already know, the game already knows what's in it. So it's not like it's rolling a roulette wheel when you put it in the incubator. When you get the egg, the Pokemon is already determined at that point. When you put it in the incubator, you are just seeing what it is. And at this point, why can't we just throw them away? Because that would solve a lot of problems. Like, if I specifically want, if I know that there's a spooky event coming up and the spooky Pokemon are in 5K and I have a bunch of 10K that are probably Feebas, but could be Dino, could be Gible, could be Lolamola, I guess. I know at least the pool that I'm throwing away from. And it could be a shiny dino, right? Like, technically, shiny dino is an egg. I don't know that unless I hatch it. But let me have that conflict of management. Let me go, well, I really want the spooky eggs, and all I have is a bunch of 10K eggs. I'm going to risk throwing away the 10K eggs for the spooky eggs.
But
what if you could pay to throw away those eggs?
Well, I mean, that's what incubators are.
Exactly.
I mean, they just want to charge you to make you hatch them. They're not gonna give you a way to not give them money at this point.
I don't even care. Give me more eggs. Give me a 15 egg. Give me a 20K egg. Give me a 8K egg. Give me eggs with different pools, but at least let me manage them.
You can by paying the money for incubators. Problem solved. Like, that's the thing. They're not going to let you throw away eggs because of incubators, buying incubators. And that's part of what frustrates me about things like this, where it's just showing you that they are wanting to charge you money.
But that wasn't a problem until the 7K eggs, right? Because prior to that, you had no control of what you got from a Pokestop. You could get a 10, you could get a 2, you could get a 5. You had no control over that, except maybe there were certain events where they would say like 10K eggs are dropping more or 5K eggs dropping more. But now they've introduced two things. One is like, well, when I open gifts, I get 7K eggs. Okay, well, I have two empty egg slots, but I don't want 7K eggs, so I guess I can't open any gifts today. And now, over the weekend, where it's like, I can't spin a Pokestop, even though I want more quests, because I'm worried about getting an egg, but I also want to play. Like, if you are going to introduce these mechanics, you are now making me dance around your other mechanics to play your game, and that's not fun.
Well, I mean, you're dancing around not paying them money. Really. Well, ultimately, that's what you're dancing around.
I will pay them. I gave them a dollar yesterday. I will give them money if things are fun. I am not against giving them money. I just want things to be fun.
You're overthinking all of this. That's what's destroying your fun. Just play it as it lies, dude. Get what you get. Play what you play and just enjoy it.
That's 12K egg. It was red.
Okay. Whatever. Number two. Let's petition Niantic to set up a subscription service where I spend like $20 a month on my Pokemon Go subscription and I get 20 incubators a month. How's about that?
That's way more money than I pay for an MMO, and it's not MMO worthy.
I still...
$20 a month?
$20
$10
a month
for 20 incubators.
I bet they do. Okay, I 100% believe that there's a subscription service coming. I mean, we've saw that they have a minor line in the code that a subscription service is coming. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll implement it, but if there was a subscription service coming, I bet it would be like $7.99 because they seem to really like that price for
events. They do like that price point. I don't know why.
I bet it would be $7.99, and if it gave me one free permanent incubator for the subscription, so then I get two permanent incubators, I'd actually be really into that.
Hush your mouth. No, they give us 10 incubators per month or 20 incubators per month.
That's only 30 eggs, right? Well, I mean, that's fine, but I would rather have a permanent than like 10 that expire after three uses each, I think.
But you would pay $7.99 a month for an extra permanent incubator?
Well, I would assume it would come with more. I'm just saying that is like the bare minimum. Give me the incubator.
Okay, but your bare minimum is still one incubator?
One permanent incubator, Craig. But,
and don't tell them what your bare minimum is, because that's what they'll provide you, right?
You stop,
what is the least we can give for the money?
It goes away. That is not permanent.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, sure. Permanent as in the subscription.
No. I mean, I want raid tickets. I want storage. I want an extra incubator. I want
I don't think storage matters. You get. I mean, your storage is permanent. I don't think that matters.
Yeah, but more of it. If I'm going to pay that much a month,
okay,
then
no
I
one is
going
to need storage in like 2 months when you dump this 700 Chinese you have. Into...
Well, I just spent 400 coins on 100 more slots
that's
yesterday.
Because the night before you could have cleared out your inventory, but instead you were like, "That's too much work. I'll spend the $4."
If there's one thing I'm not thinking about the night before, I'm about to have a fantastic lunch with my friend Greg.
Yeah.
It's storage in Pokemon Go.
Exactly.
I was like, what cologne am I going to wear? What is my cute little outfit going to be? Am I going to wear socks with my Birkenstocks? These are the important questions that needed to be addressed.
Choices were made.
Anyways, I hatched a Scraggy.
I hatched a Larvitar. And I promptly threw it in the candy chipper. Bye-bye.
There's some more Pokemon Go news about Grubhub and stuff, speaking of ticketed events. But we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the Crown Tundra, this Grubhub event, and this week the Crown Tundra comes out. So we will be right back.
Before we go on, is Shrek considered good or bad anymore? I don't know. I can't tell. Because when Shrek came out, I definitely liked Shrek. And now I, like, kind of feel weird saying, I like Shrek. I definitely like Shrek. I like Shrek. I definitely like Shrek. I like Shrek. I can't tell if people actually like or dislike Shrek.
Definitely like Shrek.
I like Shrek.
I definitely like Shrek.
I like Donkey.
We are back. Niantic has done two updates to Mega Evolution. The first one is that when you Mega Evolve a Pokemon, it will last... I think these are permanent changes. It will last...
We say that now, and then they'll be like, we looked at those and changed them back.
We accidentally typoed on our website. When you Mega Evolve a Pokemon, it will last 8 hours instead of 4 hours. Again, I don't know if that single chain makes anyone feel better. The second change is the cap for Mega Energy has increased from 1,000 to 2,000. That's just how much you can hold. So there have been some people that are very into Mega Evolution, and they hit the candy cap fairly quickly. So they have doubled the cap. I don't think I'm that close. I think the most I have is Charizard. I think I have like maybe 700 Charizard Mega Candy.
Wow.
I had 120.
I have 300, I think, for Charizard, and that's the most that I have.
There's not, like, a good way to, like... You can't just, like, search the word Mega to, like, see which Pokemon you have Mega Evolved. Oh, I have 900 Charizard Candy.
Dang!
I have Mega Evolved 0, so that's a very easy number for me to look up.
Well, anyways, those changes happen. The other thing in Pokemon Go, before we move topics here, is there is a... Pokemon Go special weekend presented by Grubhub. I don't know. Do people like Grubhub?
I used to use them all the time in DC.
They are my last choice if I'm going to order food.
What's your first choice? Uber Eats?
Bite Squad.
Bite Squad?
I think Grubhub owns Bite Squad. They pretty much bought every other food delivery online company. So, yeah.
No, I mean, Bite Squad is its own. It's definitely its own thing.
I don't get delivery because it's a 2-mile walk from my apartment to the front door of the building. So,
it is a bit of a hike.
Trainers, we're excited to announce we're partnering with our friends at Grubhub to give trainers in the United States the opportunity to take part in an exclusive event. Trainers will be able to participate in a special weekend. Don't miss your chance. Special weekend event presented by Grubhub starting today, October 15th, in the United States. Trainers can sign up to be part of a special weekend. Trainers who submit their emails here and join Grubhub Plus, the membership offering a one-of-a-kind rewards for food and restaurants they love, will get a ticketed event while supplies last. As a Grubhub Plus member, Trainers can enjoy unlimited free delivery from, just for the record, Grubhub did not sponsor this podcast. Trainers can enjoy unlimited free delivery from their favorite restaurants, exclusive member perks, and more. Tickets are limited one per Pokemon Go account and will be available until October 28th. The tickets provide trainers to an event-exclusive timed research and a special Pokemon attracted to incense on Sunday, November 8th from 11 to 2 local time anywhere in the United States. Upon ticket redemption, players participating will receive an exclusive event badge. I love the badges. If you can't play November 8th from 11 to 2, probably ignore this press release and this event because this is the only time. It's 3 hours. But if you are interested, this is what you'll get. You'll get timed research. You'll earn 3 incense, a star piece, 100 Mega Charizard candy, as well as encounters with Chansey, Spoink, Mawile, Bronzor, Gible, and Swaddle. The following Pokemon will be attracted to incense during the event. Bulbasaur, Charizard, Squirtle, Pikachu, Unknown G, Unknown H, Sableye, Patrat, Mincino, and Ferrosseed. If you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Ferrosseed. Please note that Shiny Unknown will not be appearing during this event. I think this is the first time they've come out and said, like, hey, these Pokemon are specifically not shiny, which is good.
First time I can recall, yeah.
Yeah, because there might have been somebody who would want only the Shiny Unknown from this, but they can't be. Your incense will last for 1 hour. So there's some... you get a ticket by signing up before October 28th on the page. You will receive an email from Grubhub within 48 hours. I have this email. I can read you what it says. If you're new to Grubhub Plus, sign up for the Grubhub Plus trial using the link in the email and the following prompts. Special weekend tickets will be sent out on November 4th via the email from Grubhub. To see if you qualify, they are for new and current Grubhub Plus members. Trainers who are new to Grubhub must join using the link in the email described above, and they will receive their 14-day free trial. I will say, as somebody who's gone through most of this progress, you do have to give them your credit card. If you do forget to cancel after 14 days, it's $10, $9.99. Trainers who are currently Grubhub Plus members must submit their email address on the special weekend event page by October 28th in order to register. Tickets will be sent out November 4th. So two emails. I'm sure this is going to get a lot of questions. Your first email is to sign up for Grubhub Plus free trial. The second email will be sent out November 4th for your ticket to go. You can only redeem one ticket per account, of course. Only available in the U.S. So there was some clarification from Niantic here. Even though the free trial will end before November 4th, if you sign up for the free trial and you cancel like a day later, you will still get the ticket. You don't have to have an active Grubhub subscription to get the ticket. You just have to sign up for the free trial. So this event costs no money unless you forget to cancel after 14 days. Then it does cost money. And Grubhub wins there. I guess Grubhub wins no matter what because they get your email. So we're all the losers in this case.
No, Grubhub's pretty good.
You Grubhubbing?
Nah.
No?
Don't care enough.
You don't
nah.
want the G's or the H's? Or the no. Mawiles or the Ferocities?
I had a shiny Mawile. I gave it to a friend of mine.
Probably a mistake, honestly.
Definitely. It's not like the shiny Rayquaza I gave away that became lucky. Well, it wasn't shiny. But we did do a lucky trade yesterday.
Yep.
I don't know
where I'm going to be on November 8th. Exactly. It's so far in the future.
It's a Sunday, which is like recording day. But also, there's nothing in this that I'm super excited about. Like, haven't G and H been out before?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Chicago would have been one for H.
And G.
And G.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, so there's nothing in here that I'm super, super, super excited about. Doesn't incense act? I thought the incense time was staying at an hour anyways.
Yeah, I mean, But that's like every 20 days Niantic extends that. So it's just saying, like, if for whatever reason they don't keep the incense for an hour, these will be an hour.
Well, my incense yesterday was for 3 hours during community
day. Yeah, that's
day.
Community day.
So I think they're specifically saying, hey, you don't get community day incense for this event.
That makes sense.
I like Swoink.
How are they going to run out of tickets for a virtual event?
Do you think they just say while supplies last and make people sign up sooner than later? Probably just that.
Absolutely. Absolutely they do. Because what are they... I mean, Grubhub's not like, well, we only want 100 new people to sign up.
No more, no less. Maybe they do, honestly, because they don't got the... I feel like their problem is they don't have enough drivers. Yeah, I don't know. You know what's really funny is if you were to listen to the podcast like 4 years ago when Pokemon Go came out, we were because when Pokemon Go came out, they had the deal with Sprint, right?
Yeah.
And then
the deal with Starbucks.
They had the deal with Starbucks. And the Starbucks deal was only like 2 months in the US. And it was like every Starbucks was a Pokestop. And if you go into Starbucks, you could ask for a drink that every barista in the world hated to make.
Everybody hated to drink because I heard it was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great. And then all the sprints were like default gyms, and then they were all like default EX raids or whatever. And I remember Sprint giving out the trainer badges of that you could like glue to your denim jacket.
Yeah.
And at the time, we were all like, "Well, this is Pokemon Go." They're just going to do event after event after event with different companies. And then the Sprint deal ended, and then the Starbucks deal ended, and it felt like they didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, they did a lot of strange things. Like, there have been a number of deals. Like, we just talked about the weird backpack fashion item.
Yeah,
like,
they did the backpack
thing.
They've
done a bunch of different weird things. And all the Starbucks are still gyms in my area.
Yeah, I just... Like, this seems like, this Grubhub event seems like the thing they should have been doing ever since the Sprint stuff.
Well, just nobody plays Pokemon Go anymore. So right. The company's lost interest.
Yeah, that has to be it. They have had events with both McDonald's and 7-Eleven in Japan. I think there was a 7-Eleven event in Mexico specifically. I think this Farah-seed... Something to do with Farah-seed in Mexico for 7-Eleven or something.
What? Are you just making that up?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm making it all up. No, but they've had events in other countries, specifically Japan. Taiwan's had a couple events, right? They had those were like festival events.
I would say if this was tied to like food Pokemon, I would probably be more inclined, but you literally did not say, you know, Vanillish once or right. Vanillite once, right? Give me, like, make that the special, unique Pokemon, and I'd be like, I all over it. I'm down. But nobody's going to eat a Farah-seed, you chip a tooth.
Yeah, but it's not a worldwide event, so they're kind of, like, stuck.
Who cares about the rest of the world?
So,
I certainly don't.
The Grubhub event is Sunday the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Mexican event is November 7th, the Saturday before.
Yeah, it's specifically for Mexico, right?
Right.
And that was through 7-Eleven.
Correct. But here's the part that's getting me right now. In order to gain access to this event, you need to obtain a ticket by spending more than $150 in 7-Eleven stores in Mexico.
Is that like...
How? It says dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it dollars or pesos?
It says dollars here. So I don't know if this is a translation error, but I'm struggling to think...
How much is 150 pesos?
Not much.
It has to be pesos.
I don't know. Like, back when I lived in D.C., I used to go to 7-Eleven every morning, and I'd get like two sodas and a coffee, and that was like $10. I could, like, in 17 days, I would have done it.
So 150 pesos is about $7.10. So it's got
to
be...
It has to be pesos.
It has to be pesos. This has to be a treasure.
Yeah, because it's the $7.99 mark.
I am staring at this, struggling to figure out how I spend $150
you know what they sell
at
in Mexico?
A 7-Eleven.
They could have like tires at their 7-Elevens.
No,
you can get a set of rims.
That's not how 7-Eleven works. They have slushies, Slurpees. I don't know what they're called.
They have Slurpees and Slim Jims.
They've got donuts. They've got the Simpsons style donuts at the 7-Eleven and cigarettes.
It has to be pesos.
It has to be.
I mean, where are you reading this?
I am reading this on PokemonGoHub.net.
Yeah, so once it becomes a .net, that's sus.
Yeah, it is super sus. I mean, I don't read Spanish, so I could go to the 7-Eleven page, but I have no idea what it's telling me. Hmm.
Oh, link me. Wait. Hablo español.
Sí.
At least more than you guys. Oh, Aventura Pokemon Go.
Sí. Correcto.
I don't know if this is real Spanish.
What do you mean?
I don't know if correcto
the
is an
upside down
Spanish
exclamation
term, or you just added a no at the end.
No, they put the upside down exclamation and right side up exclamation, just like you do in Spanish. ¿Cómo consigo? It's 150 pesos. They use the dollar sign, but yes, it says buy 150 pesos or more in their stores. Register your ticket in the app, and
so you gotta get one slushy there, and you're good.
You will get an email with an access code on the 26th of October.
Isn't it Slurpees at 7-Eleven?
Yeah,
probably.
I think so.
Isn't Slurpee just a slushy?
Yes.
No. One is slushed and the other is slurped. So there's clearly a difference.
Okay, to make it easy, you get your big gulp at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. I need 74 ounces of Diet Coke to get me through my day.
This is off PokeJungle.net. Details about catching legendary Pokemon in Dynamax Adventure. Some small news regarding catching legendary Pokemon in Pokemon Sword and Shield DLC. The Crown Tundra has been released. Each legendary Pokemon can only be caught by players once, but they will have 100% catch rate. This means any type of Pokeball can be used without fear. While many players are still wondering whether or not these legendaries can appear in shiny form, we do not have the answer for that. They do link a tweet to @playPokemon, which is an official Pokemon Twitter, who for some reason tweeted this at like 10 o'clock last night. Which says, we've discovered new information about Dynamax Pokemon in the Crown Tundra. While you can only catch one of each legendary Pokemon found in Dynamax Adventures, you are guaranteed to catch them if you defeat them. And then it links to the swordshield.pokemon.com page. I guess they probably tweeted it like late last night because it originally, the news broke from a Japanese TV show, which I think had the Japanese voice actor for Pikachu. I can't remember her name. I think it was her. That's at least what Twitter was saying. I don't know if you can trust Twitter. But so it was on the TV show, and then several hours later, the English Twitter tweeted it. So I guess that kind of clears up some of the things we talked about last time.
So, well, I can only catch one of each legendary Pokemon. That doesn't necessarily... So is that the... host only or
yeah that's not answered.
Yep, that's not answered.
Not answered.
We do get the answer of, well, it would suck to go through 5 Dynamax raids and then get to the legendary and then fail and then your friends catch it and you'd be like, oh well, you know, it's dinner time, I'm super sorry, thanks for helping me, but good luck with getting that Giratina next time. So it answers that question. The catching question was answered of, like, again, getting to the end, throwing a premier ball because you only get one ball and then it fails. That's answered.
Shiny's not answered. I mean,
I bet they locked
them.
Chances
are good that they're shiny locked, right?
Yeah. Well,
who knows?
I mean, they didn't lock wormholes, but also you could just save in front of the wormhole. You have no way to save in front of this, as far as we know.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, well, you save before you go into the den, and then you do the 5. Unless it like lets you save after, but...
But since you have a squad of people all going in with you, it's like, are you all hitting soft reset at the same time? I say they don't shiny lock it, and it's just like, it's actually magical to get a shiny again.
Okay, so even if they didn't shiny lock it, who's doing this? Who's being like, this is a serious question. I am not doing this. I respect my time way too much. Even if they don't shiny lock it, who's going through like 3 to 5 raid battles and then getting to the end and being like, well, not shiny, and then resetting, and then like, if you could maybe keep all the rewards... Sure, because at least you're getting rewarded for the 5 raid battles and you're stocking up on candy.
But wait. Here's something that we haven't considered. What if you have the option to not catch? You go through, you get to the end, and you defeat it, and then it says, do you want to catch this Pokemon or pass this time?
I mean, because you have the option to not catch now.
That's true.
So, I mean... I know what your Twitch Mondays are going to be.
Nah.
Yeah.
No. Because you know how many people come in my chat and they're like, are you going to suffer set in Sun and Moon for a Popplio? No, because I respect my time. I'm not going to waste 14 minutes listening to Sun and Moon dialogue to get a Popplio to start some weird adventure. I already hate soft resetting. I already think it's a bad way to interact with a video game. I soft resetted in Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee for the Articuno, the Zapdos, and the Moltres because
was horrible.
It was like semi fast, and everyone was like super into it, but mostly because it was like semi fast. If they had an option in that game to just like run away from the Articuno while you stood in front of it, I would have probably done that instead. I have zero desire to go through a bunch of dialogue to like maybe check if a Popplio is I would rather Masuda, and I kind of hate Masuda at this point too. Not the man, the method.
You say that now, but you have broken down many of your former taboos.
That's true.
I like max raid battles because I think they're fine. I don't want to do 5 to get a shiny Pokemon. If I really needed shiny Giratina, I'll go back to Wormhole. Like, if I really need to soft reset Giratina for Wormhole, I'll do that. I don't want to rely on rented Pokemon. I don't want to rely on 4 other people. I want Dynamax Adventure to be fun more than, like, I want a possible 1 in 4,000 shiny at the end of it.
Where did your trust issues with other people helping you come from, Steve?
Twitch.
I have zero problems in Final Fantasy XIV finding people who will be willing to run a dungeon 15 times to get a horse.
Who wants to spend 20 minutes for one shiny check?
Everybody in your Twitch chat.
That is not true.
At least three people in my Twitch chat.
That is probably accurate. At least three.
At any given time. You would easily get 3 people each time to get into a raid den with you.
Just because absolutely people would want to join my raids doesn't mean those same people want to do 5 raids with me for a single chance of shiny check.
But you would be able to switch it up. Every time you could do 10 runs with 3 separate people every time and still not run out of people in your chat that wanted to go with you.
Yeah, I mean, I can do raids all night on Monday with whatever raids have existed in Sword and Shield. I have yet to find a shiny that way because the shiny charm doesn't affect raids. It's 1 in 4,000. And also, I know that each of those raids, even if we're playing efficiently and spamming the correct type effectiveness button, it still takes the 2 minutes to line everyone up. Get everyone in, start the raid, wait for the Dynamax animation to happen, wait for the 2 damage checks to happen. That whole process still takes like 7 minutes of Pokemon.
What else are you doing?
I could be...
I could be doing stuff. You don't know me.
I could be getting ribbons on my Pokemon. I could be climbing the competitive ladder. I could be
cooking weird Pokemon foods.
I could be trying to get a shiny through. I could be doing a lot of things. I like raids and I like shiny Pokemon. That just because I like shiny Popplio doesn't mean I want to sit through 5 minutes of dialogue for one shiny check. And one raid is already longer than 5 minutes of dialogue in Sun and Moon. It's 7 minutes. Also, are we just not assuming the entire raid is shiny locked? Because if you're walking through and you're doing five raids, they already said only one person can catch it and then add it to your team, and those are rental Pokemon. So aren't those going
to
be locked?
Well, they didn't say only one person can catch it. They said one person can add it to their team.
That's true.
They didn't say anything about catching.
But yeah, we don't. I guess we don't know if the five Pokemon before the... I don't know why I keep saying five. Did they confirm it was five?
No. It's a number.
X number... 2 to 20, I don't know. We don't know if... I'm assuming the ones you catch, you do add to your team, slash you do just keep them.
Well, that's an assumption. It may be incorrect.
It's kind of weird to catch a Pokemon that you wouldn't keep.
You start with a rental. Everything is a rental until the final one that you catch.
I mean, it's clear that in this game, they put their foot down on soft resetting. They did it with the starters. They did it with Type Null. They did it with Eternatus, Zacian, Zamazenta. But you're right. You could get to the end. You could get the rewards for everything you did. And then you could just run away. But for all the people being like, I hope you can shiny hunt. Did they forget about the first part of the mission?
No, that's the fun part.
Okay, we'll see if it's fun. I hope it's fun. But
it's going to be fun because things that you get to do with your friends are fun.
Well, unless you're Steve, because Steve doesn't trust friends. He just wants to sit there alone and just rely on himself.
No, what? Mm. Yeah, any game with friends is fun. That's why people like Mario Party, because they're not playing it by themselves to get three computers. I mean, if they do decide to lock these Pokemon, is the statement just... go back to older games if you want to shiny hunt these?
I guess this would be or go to Pokemon Go.
They are in the business of selling us old games. It's not a secret. I'm pretty sure the reason that so many people bought Crystal was because you could get a Celebi in it.
Well, and also because it's a fun game to play.
That's up for debate. I want to do Dynamax Adventure. I have zero interest in going through it multiple times for the hope of a 1 in 4,000 chance for Shiny Landorus.
So this is just a personal issue for you that you don't want it to have Shiny capability because you feel that would imbue some obligation upon you to start Shiny hunting that way.
If it can be Shiny, that's cool. I'm not going to do it, though. I'll go through, I'll catch the Landorus, and that'll be it. Fine.
Uh-huh. He says that now.
That's exactly my thought.
I think the thing about here's the difference. Mm-hmm. The Popplio is like 5 minutes, and it's like a lot of in like Sun and Moon, right? If you want to reset for Popplio at the beginning, it's like 5 minutes. There is like some paying attention to that because I think there's like two questions you have to answer, or maybe I'm thinking of X and Y. In X and Y, when you're like resetting for Chespin or whatever, they ask you if you want to be like Big P or Little D or something like that. It's like, no, both these nicknames are terrible. I don't want to be Little D or Big P. But they ask you like two questions. Whereas like when you're soft resetting for like wormhole Pokemon, like Pheromosa in the Ultra Wormhole, or you're soft resetting for Articuno and Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, your mind is so not needed for that.
Because needed for the other one.
I don't think we have any more details for Crown Tundra. I think that's it.
That's it. I mean, we'll have some next week.
Yeah. We'll definitely have some next week.
The only reason that they came out with this is obviously they listened to this program, heard our like hours worth of speculation, and they're like, oh, geez, we've got to address this.
They got to let us know.
I have a Pokemon Go question.
Okay.
Before we get too deep.
Okay.
Okay, so the main way I play Pokemon Go is sending gifts and receiving gifts. I think we've established that at this point in time.
Yep. You don't send me gifts.
I do on the Saturdays and Sundays. That's when you need to be on the lookout for those. I've been low gift lately because it's gotten a little cold for bike riding, but we're working on that. Anyways, recently, the gifts... I can't tell if it's all gifts or only some gifts have a Pikachu head on them, which is new.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means it has a sticker.
That's what I thought, but then somebody else said, no, that's not what it means.
How many raids
who doesn't put stickers on their gifts?
I sometimes forget.
Greg.
I try, but sometimes
it takes
I'm like,
nothing to hit one button and send a little thank you sticker. It's so cute.
There are times when I mean to hit the sticker button and I accidentally hit the send button because I'm not paying close enough attention.
This sounds like shiny hunting.
You would know. It's your career.
I'm very disappointed.
Why do people say this? I have shiny hunted like 4 Pokemon in Sword and Shield. Game's been out for a year.
Because you were shiny hunting for like 2 years and other games before that?
Wait, if you don't shiny hunt, what is your career?
Oh my gosh, I play Pokemon.
But what are you doing? There hasn't been a new Pokemon game in a year. What are you even doing?
It's like some people who come into my stream and they're like, wow, you battle, Steve? I have made it to Master Rank every single month since these games have come out.
You have previously on this very podcast talked about how you did not like battling. Uh-huh. I am not surprised people are surprised that you are battling now.
Next, he's going to start playing Pokemon PTCGO.
I've played Pokemon PTCGO on the stream. I have like 500 hours of Twitch streaming PTCGO.
Yeah, you don't have your spooky deck anymore for Halloween. You just threw that in the dustbin.
Look, Greg, do you think I want to be the Kmart of streamers? No,
yes.
I adapt and I change. You know who didn't adapt and change? Kmart. You know who's out of business? Kmart.
Are they really out of business?
No. Oof. They are still selling blue ices.
The blue light special did not save them. What?
Okay, if you're not the Kmart, what are you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Are you the Trader Joe's of Twitch?
I'm not that good.
Off brand cheap stuff.
Actually, I'll take it back. I would love to be the Trader Joe's. I'm changing my Twitch description to the Trader Joe's of Twitch.
Just call yourself Trader Steve's. Welcome to Trader Steve's Twitch stream. Would you like some organic Pikachus?
I sell chips you've never heard of.
I sell chips and wine. What more do you need in these trying times?
If anyone can send me an alert when Trader Joe's has the bacon-esque popcorn back again, please. I have missed that so much.
Trader Joe's has
my cousin. Seriously, where's at Trader Joe's?
Your cousin Trader Steve?
Yeah, no, my cousin Trader David.
Trader Joe's has the best apple cider in the world.
I mean, I have no reason not to go to Trader Joe's, except it used to be that there wasn't one near me, but there is one now. It's in downtown Minneapolis. But parking down there is bad, so I pretend that there isn't one near me.
Well, that's why you ride your bike there.
We've talked about how my bike is in no shape to be ridden.
Well, you got to have a basket on your bike.
Okay.
I got a backpack.
That too? I mean, how much do you need to be able to carry 2 bags of bacon-esque popcorn?
I mean, I can ask my cousin if they think they're getting it back at some point.
Dude, please get on it.
I'm going to just send it on Twitch. I mean, not Twitch, Twitter. I'll check. I'll send it to him. I'll tag you.
Appreciated.
Okay, this is from Andrew in our Attic channel. They have some Japanese stuff. They say the physical giveaway this year at the Pokemon movie in Japan is going to be a trading card. That's not new. First time in a while, though, I think. Here's the interesting. The card is of a human title character of Coco. That's the little boy. So unless there's a bit of a twist in the movie that, like, Tarzan-like character is really a Pokemon in disguise, you will be able to battle with a human in the TCG. It knows Call of Forest, which lets you search for a grass-type Pokemon in your deck, show it to your opponent, and then shuffle your hand. And it will know Tarzan Kick, which is a coin toss move, 120 damage, or nothing. 3 million copies of the cards will be produced to be given away.
I know this shouldn't bother me as much as it does.
What, that the boy is a card?
Yeah, like the...
And not a supporter.
It's not a supporter. It's like a human in there kicking Pokemon.
What happened in Tarzan? Tarzan actually, like, is there a twist in Tarzan where he's actually a monkey?
No.
So
the twist is that he's actually rich.
What, really?
Yeah, he's from a noble family that fell in a tree.
He was a noble.
Yeah.
He was lost over the jungle. Like, it's a really disgusting stereotype of the noble savage.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if this is the first, like, non-Pokemon attacking thing, I guess that's something.
Bothers me.
I mean, there were fossils in the TCG where the fossil would have, like, 10 HP. That's technically not a Pokemon.
But, I mean, just the issue is that it's a human, right? A human can't be in a Pokeball, so how do you throw it out to
how do you
engage
put it
in battle?
Yeah, how do you be like, ha-ha-ha, I have stuffed this child into a Pokeball, and now it's going to come out and kick you.
For 120, that's a pretty good kick.
Well, yeah.
All or nothing, though. The other thing I want to bring up real quick, this is our last bit of news. Not a spoiler. I don't want anyone to worry. I'm going to bring up a data mine, but I'm not going to spoil anything for you. I promise. Crown Tundra is so close. I wouldn't do this to you. There was a data mine, though, that came out several months ago. Actually, the same time the Armor Vile came out, and a bunch of data miners saw that there was the framework for the Crown Tundra. So they were able to see the island. They were able to see the where you could fly to on the island. And they were able to see a list of Pokemon. Okay. Not going to spoil those lists of Pokemon. A lot of legendaries, though, as we know from the trailers.
It's all of them. They've already told us it's all of the legendaries.
I know.
Not
I know.
A lot of them.
All of them. Spoiler, all of them.
Specifically all of them.
But in the data mine, it had a list of all the Pokemon that were there. Like Altaria, Nidoking, again, these Pokemon that were shown in the trailer. On the TV show we talked about, which talked about the Dynamax stuff, they confirmed that Stantler was in the Crown Tundra, which I guess kind of makes sense. Reindeer, snow. But here's the twist. Stantler was not in the data mine.
Interesting.
Either the data mine was wrong. Well, I guess technically the data mine is wrong. Stantler's not in it. Or they've added Pokemon since the initial update. Because, right, like, when they sent out the Isle of Armor, that was just a framework of the Crown Tundra attached. And they haven't... They've updated the Isle of Armor. They fixed the hacked raids or whatever. But they haven't updated it since. Even though the data mine shows 100 or some new Pokemon, like 30 of those being legendaries, Stantler was not in the data mine. So that's just something interesting to think about as we go into Crown Tundra.
So are you saying that there still could be some surprises?
No, what I'm saying is Stantler's a legendary Pokemon.
Oh, well, it is.
True.
Depending you did you say ask. All legendaries.
All of the legendaries. All 890 of them. Every Pokemon is legendary.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I hope Crown Tundra has some surprises.
The surprise was friendship the entire time.
Mm. Very fair. A question of the week.
All right. It was the question. The question of the week.
Oh, I understood that.
Very, very Halloween oriented. Thank you.
I understood that.
This is from Robert. What advice would you give to somebody who is meeting you for the first time in this community?
Is meeting me that difficult?
Yes.
One of us only speaks the truth. One of us, one of us only speaks lies. You can ask one question.
I think I'm remarkably easy to meet. You two can fill in the blanks on that one, but I think I'm quite friendly.
Well, I would put it this way, Greg. You and I are incredibly friendly and engaged, especially in the channels of which we have interest. The other person on this program, good luck if you can catch him. He's about as rare as a shiny Pokemon.
I am so easy to get a hold of. What are you talking about?
But
he sits
like,
there on his crown.
You don't
crown
go into
throne.
The channels as much as Greg and I do and actually have conversations and discussions and stuff.
Mm.
We're just regular folks like everybody else. I like music.
Sometimes when I talk in Slack, I like kill the momentum.
Everybody kills the momentum. The momentum in Slack is remarkably hard to keep up with, and it's very easy to stop.
I talk in the Pokemon Go. I talk in the Masters. I mostly post gold, though.
Those are channels I don't go to.
Yeah, I mostly post in gold.
And I think I was kicked out of gold.
I mean, I don't think so.
I think, first of all, let us know ahead of time. I mean, if we're at a con or something, when they ever come back, often we have things to do there. So if you're just catching us at a con and we are going somewhere, it's usually because we have we just don't have a lot of time. But if you can say, hey, I've got this free time, the easiest way is through Twitter to say, hey, I'm going to be here. When can we meet up for a chunk of time? Any in a sort of con situation, I know, especially at Gen Con, I have panels that I'm supposed to be on. I have things that I'm supposed to do. So I need to be able to schedule people in. Otherwise, I always feel like if I'm just running into you, if I have somewhere to go, I don't want to be rude, but also I have a commitment that I have to meet. So it's easier if you schedule some sort of time or meeting time, or say, I'm going to be here for the next whatever. I would love to see you. And then that can give us structure, and I cannot feel like I'm watching the clock or, I'm trying to rush through a conversation, because I generally do want to meet pretty much everybody. But there are times, especially where I tend to meet a lot of people, where I am on a schedule and I have to do something, and I don't want to shortchange your time. I don't want you to feel like we're rushed.
I would agree with that. Also, two pieces of advice. Bring a Vanguard deck, because I cannot step down from a Vanguard challenge. Or if you play Commander, it's not that hard to twist Greg and Mai's arm to throw in for a game of Commander.
Yeah, well, we'll throw down for some Commander.
But also, it's like, I know a good portion of our listeners tend to be more introverted, but we generally are pretty outgoing people, and we're not mean people. So you can come and say hi to us, and we're not going to be like, get out of my face, trash.
Well, Steve might.
He'll just walk by and ignore you.
Yeah.
But Greg and I will be like, come give me a hug, as long as there's
a bad
not
light.
yourself in the bad light.
When they said that one of us lies, they mean the one as in the two of them in a group.
Well, no. Because Greg and I are basically the same person.
Yes. So according to internet, we are. Yes.
Kind of piggyback off Greg's thing. This is the thing I hate about conventions. I'm just going to lay it out here. And we've had this happen at like the DC Worlds. We've had it happen at PAX that we've been to, where a lot of and this is not specific to our community. This is any community where a bunch of people meet up, and then there's this obligation where we all have to do something together, specifically maybe eat together. And it is the biggest pain in the world, because one, there's always two people in the group of 10 people that are oh, I can't eat that kind of food. Or two, it's impossible to get a table for a group of four or more anywhere. And there's this weird thing where I don't care. If it was if you guys want to go somewhere, and if it's sushi and something, that do it. Cool. I don't need to be a part of this, or we don't have to switch it to what I need to do. And then all of a sudden there's 13 people trying to get a table at a burger place. It just makes things really complicated at conventions when people don't want to separate, or they feel like somebody will be offended if half the group was hey, we're just gonna get tacos. I'd be yeah, do it, because you'll probably get the tacos 30 times faster than us trying to negotiate a restaurant that can serve everyone.
I mean, it's hard to get past the fact that people like having meals. That's a thing. That is a societal thing. Eating together is a strong bonding thing, but it is sometimes incredibly difficult to do. But it's not terrible if you can plan it beforehand. Like, we did it for GoFest.
We did it where we, like, rented, like, a fourth of a restaurant.
But, like, we did it the last one where y'all met and Irene and I went and saw the show.
Yeah, but that wasn't as big as a group of, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't like for DC Worlds, I think one of the nights we had 14 people for dinner or something weird.
Yeah.
And it
I
was
mean,
like
a lot, but
spread out over a bunch of tables.
Yeah.
I mean, I will also say dinner. So meals like that, where it's 14 people, are probably not the interaction that you're wanting.
Right. I would rather be like, hey, I'll get lunch with you tomorrow. I'll get breakfast with you the next day. I'll get lunch with you the following day. Because it just makes it like easier to do and more personable.
I will say that if you're going to come up and approach one of us but you don't say where you know us from, that's an awkward conversation. Like, I don't know why you're coming. Why are you here? This is the problem I have with people sending me random friend requests in Pokemon Go. Like, if you don't tell me like who you are, what your username is, like, I am probably not going to accept that because I have no clue who you are.
Well, I've had the problem where people like started to talk to me and I thought they knew me because of this podcast and they actually knew me because of a different podcast and didn't even know I had anything to do with Pokemon at all. And I was like, oh, that suddenly became real weird.
Yeah, like, just let us know where you know us from. We do multiple projects for multiple reasons. Like, I'm having that, like, there are people who now only know me because I wrote a role-playing game. So, like, just let me know what avenue of interest brought you to my doorstep so I can have that conversation with you.
The other thing, again, is not specific to our community, but I don't mind hugs. But there are definitely people that don't want to be touched. So just don't assume that, like, oh, I'm getting to meet you. I get to hug you. Personally mind. Yeah, just ask.
I'm a hugger.
But that's my limit.
Aren't.
Like, I'll hug, but I am not like a super touchy person at all.
Not physically, but he's super touchy emotionally. You could set in a minute.
I forgot this last bit of news. On Sunday, October 25th, from 8 to 10, there will be a ghost type event. A Drifloon in the wild, shiny Drifloon, timed research, extra XP when doing nice, great, or excellent curve throws. So that'll be from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. I think it'll probably be similar to like the Meowth event, because there will be the exclusive timed research. I don't know how many people will be playing, since it is 2 days after Crown Tundra. But maybe you don't care about Crown Tundra and you care more about Pokemon Go. You got something to do that weekend. I'll probably do the research. It shouldn't be too hard.
Well, you need a break from sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah, hopefully the weekend.
Playing video games.
Hopefully it's not like 30 degrees out, though.
I mean, are you going to be doing... Are we doing Max Raid Friday or what's the...
I don't know what the game plan is for me for Crown Tundra. I guess I probably want to start off just exploring the area. I think I want to complete the Pokédex.
So Max Raid Monday?
Yeah, for sure Max Raid's on Monday, but I think I want to complete the Pokédex at first. I know I could just transfer all of them in from home, but that's no fun. I want to catch everything from scratch. Oh, I guess the Legends, though, throw a wrench in that, because they'll count for the Pokédex, won't they? I don't mind moving the Legends in, because then it doesn't force me to grind out them. Unless they don't give you anything for completing the Pokédex. That'll be a bummer.
You'll get socks in Pokemon Go.
Wait, finally. Did Isle of Armor give you something for completing the Isle of Armor Pokedex?
Yeah, you get the crown that you can wear, and then you get the Mark Charm, which increases the chance of getting marks on Pokemon.
Ugh. Guess I gotta start playing Isle of Armor again.
Can wear that cool crown.
I ain't changing my clothes.
Pokemon of the Week.
Are we here already? All right, last week's Pokemon, it was super easy. It's a fruit. It starts with B, and it's not one that you would typically find in, especially the United States. The first time I ever encountered one, I was in the Middle East. I was in Qatar, staying in the Four Seasons Hotel, and every Thursday night, they used to give me a nice tray of sweet things to eat, And this was included. I bit into it, not realizing that the rind is basically wood, and you have to kind of cut it in half to actually get to the fruit part. Which Pokemon is it?
It's
Bonsly.
I mean, that does start with B.
It does. I mean, I was expecting you to say banana.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Tropius.
It's Bonsweet.
Bonsweet. Yes. Based on the mangosteen.
I did not realize that the shiny had the purple top. And that's super cute.
I never look at the shinies until you mention them.
I've always wanted a Sarina shiny because I like it, but I didn't realize that its little top is purple.
Oh man, Sarina is absolutely one of my favorite Pokemon. Yeah. I think like I played through Ultra Moon because of Queen's Majesty is such a great move or ability.
I also love that. Doesn't Sarina only evolve if Serenino's Stomp? Isn't that one of the things?
Yep.
God, I love that. It's such a good little thing. a nice little, like...
It's appealing to somebody.
Queenly Majesty. That is such a great move. I mean, ability... Why do you keep saying move? Great ability. It just, like, gets right there in front of... who's the water bug annoying dude?
Jupiter?
No.
Is that Surskit?
No.
Well, what other water bugs you want?
The bad guy from Ultra Moon.
Jupiter?
No.
Surskit?
Yeah, say those again. Saying them again will
it's
make
based
one
on
of
a
them
samurai.
Samurott.
Samurott?
No. Golisopod.
Golisopod. That is a water bug. It's true.
Bonsweet may be based on a purple mangosteen.
Mangosteens come in other colors?
I guess.
I mean, it's really tasty. If you can find yourself a mangosteen, number one, don't bite into it. Cut it in half to get the actual fruit out. And number two, enjoy it.
I have always been interested in trying one, but again, I can't get them here easily, and I've not sought them out.
What is the... Is there no opposite line to this? Because this line is 100% female. Usually there's a 100% male line to complement it. But I don't think there was one in Sun and Moon.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right. This week's Pokemon, which Greg has already ruined.
I didn't!
But not really. He just ruined what I wrote.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. Yesterday, during Pokemon Go Char Community Day, I was checking for shinies when I noticed I was being invited to a remote raid by Nathan in Indianapolis. Curious to whether this would be a sought-after Mega Evolution or Giratina, I opened the raid and was immediately disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Why would someone invite me to a remote raid for that Pokemon, I asked Greg. Isn't it available in the wild? I think you can get it in eggs, Greg said. All I have gotten in eggs for the past 2 weeks is a Alolan Geodude.
I have. And I got another one today.
I entered the remote raid anyways, and even though this Pokemon is the first in its evolutionary line appearing in a one-star raid, I was still surprised at how quickly it was defeated. So quickly, in fact, its HP bar still showed half health even though it had been fainted. This fighting-type Pokemon, one of Unova's finest, would love to help you build your home and shares its name with the non-held item that it holds. There you go. That's your Pokemon of the Week tale.
All right. Well, we will be back next week with the Crown Tundra coverage on Monday. There will be no story spoilers, but we will probably talk about the island. We'll probably talk about clothes, max raids. Hopefully there's like a new feature, like the battle ready dude that appeared in the tower for Isle of Armor. So we'll talk about that. I'm sure somebody will figure out how to break the max raid adventures and we'll probably end up talking about that. So very, very excited. I will be streaming The Crown Tundra on Twitch from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central Time. Do a 12-hour stream on Friday. It will come out in the U.S. on Thursday evening, and then it will come out in Japan and the U.K., Australia on Friday. It should be a worldwide release. That's why time zones. So that's the plan. Twitch.tv/PKMNcast. There were some new Pikachus given out. I think there's only one Pikachu left to be distributed as of this recording. They're all good until November 30th. If you're looking for those codes, I've posted them both on Twitter and on Instagram. Twitter.com/PKMNcast, Instagram.com/PKMNcast. We're still doing new YouTube videos. Monday is the podcast. Wednesday are Twitch highlights. And Friday is either Twitch highlights or exclusive videos because I was traveling this week. This last Friday was Pokemon Masters polls for the holiday sync pairs for Ace Rola and Hilbert. So YouTube.com/PKMNcast. And if you're looking for people to do Dynamax raids with, when the Crown Tundra comes out, if you're just looking for a community, you can join our Slack community. That is over on our Patreon, patreon.com/itssupereffective, or just ise.cash. I think that domain still works. I'm pretty sure I paid for it. but otherwise, Greg is at White Wing on Twitter. Will is at Wash in the Sink on Twitter. I am at Dragging a Lake. And we will see you guys next week. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And it is...
And we are super effective.
What is going on?
Wow.
We are sick of strange eggs.
Thank you for listening to another episode of It's Super Effective. A shout out to our producers this episode: Kevin, Casey, Liam, Patrick, Jetsy, Matthew, Kay, Catherine, Steph, and Courtney. And a shout out to our executive producers of Spencer and Anthony. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. If you too want to support, if I cannot talk, if you too want to support this podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective, or you can just head to ise.cash and you can support us as well. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.